शून्यवादी पश्चाचारे सतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवा सदी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पंच कल्पतरु वैश्य कृपा सिंधु पतितानं भवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Hare Krishna, with your kind permission, I want to speak about four Radhanath Swamis. I would like to speak about the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, the guru, the person, and the friend. Then I have something for the end. I do feel a little nervous. Please understand that I will not be able to speak from the same angle which you speak as his very devoted disciples. I'm a blank end from an unfortunate country. I will speak from that end perspective. But also, which is, happens also to be the perspective of a God brother. It happens to be, because we were initiated by the same spiritual master. And I do hope, by this particular angle, to give you a glance on the personality of our birthday child, which will both enlighten you and which will help you to see him in a clearer perspective and hopefully endear him to you even more than he is already dear to you. The first perspective on Radhanath Maharaj which I would like to offer is seeing him as a disciple of his own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. The background of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is well known to us. He was actually residing in Vrindavan, looking still for his spiritual master, but living himself like a sadhu, appreciating Vrindavan. So when he met Srila Prabhupada, he immediately surrendered to him and did something which his spiritual master asked him, to go to the West. First he served very austerely the deities, Sisi Radha Vrindavan Chandra, and helped to build up the new Vrindavan community. Then later he came to Chaupati Beach. And for us as God brothers, it is extremely endearing and charming how from taking one little room, this room you can see even today, it is in the down floor, it looks like a mosquito infested room. How he started from there with a few helpers and made such a wonderful blooming community. For us it is a clear sign that he has gotten that most important gift from the spiritual master, that is the Guru Kripa, the mercy of the spiritual master, which helped him to spread Krishna consciousness in such a glorious way. This is a very, very obvious and very wonderful, and I think after this celebration, when you come to, maybe tomorrow or another day, when you come to the Chaupati, to the Radha Gopinath Mandir, let someone show you that room. And in this room you can pray, oh, may also some of the Guru Kripa, which is nothing else than Krishna Shakti, come in my heart so that I can also become an instrument. Personally, from our perspective, Radhanath Maharaj has embraced the order of his own spiritual master very nicely and is a wonderful example, and for that we are very happy, and it is just wonderful. Hari Bol. One little incident from his life, we read today in Prabhupada Lilamrita how Radhanath Maharaj met his spiritual master in Vrindavan. He had seen him already in Bombay, but saw him a second time in Vrindavan and paid his obeisances. And when he was lying in the obeisances, just coming out of the obeisances, he saw Prabhupada's shoes before him. And one is, we can imagine young Radhanath Maharaj's nervousness to be so close to the spiritual personality who was carrying the whole vast amount of Krishna Smriti by which he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, Srila Prabhupada. He was nervous. Let me share with you something. When I came to London, I still was unkempt in many ways, also by the hair, long hairs and everything. I wanted to meet Srila Prabhupada and find out if he would be able to attract me so that I could also surrender to Krishna consciousness. I was playing with the thought, maybe I should also become a devotee, but let me see Srila Prabhupada, and if he can impress me, then I will become a devotee. So I remember when Srila Prabhupada came in the Heathrow Airport, he came out behind the toll, and a huge light began to spread in the Heathrow Airport. It was so blinding to me that I immediately threw myself on the ground in a defensive spirit. And I had read in the Bible, don't look into the burning bush, the bush which is alight with God's presence, it will blind you. So when I looked at Prabhupada, I thought, don't look, it's too much, he is so pure, it will blind you. Therefore I threw myself down on the ground like a German does when the war is on. I was afraid that my eyesight might get hurt. So then when I came up from the obeisances, I saw right before my eyes Srila Prabhupada's shoes and dhoti. And as I looked up, I looked into his smiling face, and this face seemed to take all the anxieties away, Prabhupada seemed to say with his eyes, welcome, welcome. So this incident, how Radhanath Maharaj met Srila Prabhupada, who stood before him, is very endearing to my own life. I think Prabhupada has done it to many devotees. He just stands before them, and when they come up from the obeisances for the first time, he smiles at them and does something in their heart. He makes these devotees his love prisoners, that we are prisoners, we cannot go, we are now his servants. So this was a little introspection in Radhanath Maharaj's one aspect of his life, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. I want to go now to the next point, the guru. All of us God brothers know that Radhanath Maharaj has a very attractive potency, or let me say the potency works through him. I remember when I first saw him in Heidelberg, maybe 20 years back now, and he came during the Sunday feast, and he started to dance in his way, which reminds us a little bit of Gauranga's dancing. Prabhupada said Gauranga would stretch his arms like this. And I noticed how this hearted German were looking at him. Is he real? This is how the German looks. Is he real? And then Radhanath Maharaj carelessly
was passing by, and then he did something where I thought, this is a little dangerous. He took some of the Germans by the hand, and just pulled them into the dancing area, and when they were a little too clumsy, in Radhanath Maharaj's vision, he just lifted their arms and taught them how to dance in transcendental happiness. So I thought to myself, wow, if I would do it, they would beat me on the head. But he can do, he is very inspired by Lord Chaitanya and by Srila Prabhupada. So this attractive potency is there. It is not the, it is the potency of the Lord which is installed in an individual to spread Krishna consciousness. So I personally always thought Radhanath Maharaj, due to his purity, is attracting the help of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna to make impossible things work. Now he has another quality which is very important for a spiritual master. Humility. Knowing that the Shakti which is coming through him is Krishna Shakti. It's Krishna's own energy. It's Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And this humility is extremely necessary unless and until something dangerous happens on the spiritual path. So this combination of a very pure-hearted or Sri Vaishnav praying for the mercy and humble in a humble mood and getting the mercy is very nice. And we are very happy to have such a nice older brother who is doing now the service of helping others to come to the lotus feet of Krishna. Also, I must say that many of his disciples carry a stamp on the forehead. That is the mood and the attitude of their spiritual masters. All of you should be very anxious to get this stamp from your spiritual master on your head, that you can represent him and carry his own mood. Humility, great humility, and at the same time, great purity and happiness to share Krishna consciousness with others. Now I want to talk about the person, Radhanath Maharaj. This is delicate, but we will try. Srila Prabhupada sometimes used to say that his disciples were already connected with Krishna in a previous life. I know from some sources that when Radhanath Maharaj was a child, he would not sit on the table to eat in the American style, the food, but he would insist to sit cross-legged on the floor, even in a restaurant. I believe his father told me, or his father told one of his disciples who told me then. Then Radhanath Maharaj was practicing sadhu life even before coming to Krishna consciousness, living at the bank of the Yamuna and the Ganga. This is an indication of an individual who had already some previous connection with spiritual life. One time I came into his room, this was the first time, and I saw there are only straw mattresses on the floor. There is nothing in the room except nice pictures, that has to be said, nice photographs of the deities. And I asked him, Maharaj, you live so austere, no chair, no proper table. And then he looked at me, when you talk amongst brothers, you're very free and open. And he said, this is austere, this austere life is my will. I like this very much. I like this more than the complicated life. He is an individual. We must understand who has sankharas, means impressions from previous lives, which naturally draw him to a very intense, sincere, and honest spiritual life. I want to share something which is of a humorous nature. Radhanath Maharaj sometimes is so kind to visit us in Germany, and then we go to different preaching venues and so on. So one, I will describe you one day. Getting up, 4 o'clock, getting to the Mangal Arati, standing the round, eating some small breakfast, rushing in a car, encouraging two grihasthas to make their restaurant. We visited the restaurant. Then going into the big, huge dome of Cologne, where Christianity has given the best monument of architecture. Looking there, Radhanath Maharaj, you could see he looked at everything, thinking, we can use this type of altar for our deities. We can use this assembly hall in Radha Gopinath. You know, seeing this, then traveling to another, to Frankfurt, then making a Harinam in Frankfurt, then going to Heidelberg. These are all different towns in Germany, giving an evening program in Heidelberg. And then, yes, then it's finally 9:30 in the evening. And I cannot even think any longer. My speech is incoherent. I don't know, should I die or should I sleep? I'm so exhausted. Then Radhanath Maharaj looks at me, smiles, now let us talk. And of course, I had always looked forward to that time when we would talk. And of course, at 9:30, I can't even... I say, good, give me 1 minute. Then I go into the next room, make a headstand so that the blood goes all in the brain. And then Radhanath Maharaj talks. And he talks beautifully about the Yamuna, about Vrindavan, about his friend Asit Krishna, about different acquaintances, and we talked up till 1:30 in the night very nicely. I want this somewhat humorous but very realistic account of a day in Radhanath Maharaj's life. It tells you something that as a person he has so much taste in Krishna consciousness that sleep and eating not so important. This is very good. This is very good to have someone like this a good example. The fourth person, and then I will end with a person, but I have something more, is the friend. I remember the first time I met Radhanath Maharaj was in Heidelberg. I had heard a little bit about him, just very little. And we talked the whole night. We did this program, which I have just explained to you. A wonderful Sunday feast. And then we talked the whole night in a little room. And then the stream of providence came and carried him through a very eventful phase of his life. The stream of providence was carrying him so swiftly that I must say this is a bad quality. I lost sight of him for a while because he was in India and America and everywhere. And I was just thinking of Berlin, of Frankfurt, of Hamburg, towns in Germany to preach. Now, 10 years later, I remembered there was this wonderful person, Radhanath Maharaj. We had spent one talkative night together. Talkative means Krishna Katha night together. What happened with this personality who was so charming and so Krishna conscious, and can I make contact? Then I wrote him a comment and said, can we meet again? And then after 10 years of only being together for a few hours, he immediately wrote back, I have not forgotten you. I will come to Germany at the earliest convenience. Imagine, a world traveler, busy to travel all around the world, remembering just one person in Germany, and then making the ticket arrangement to come and visit him. I couldn't believe it. But yes, when we were in Frankfurt at the airport, he came out of the toll, where the toll people are, smiling and embraced us and said, "How are you? I have missed you." I thought, what? Someone has missed me and remembers me since 10 years? I was near to crying because of the kindness and the friendship and the personal commitment over the space of time of 10 years. This makes me very happy, and it makes me very proud to have such a friend. Hari Bol. Now I wish to say a word to the disciples of Radhanath Maharaj, and then I will say a word to Radhanath Maharaj. To understand the personality of your spiritual master, you need to understand who he is as a person, and you need to understand what is his mission in life. We are here together at this wonderful festival, and I think we all feel happy. It is a festive mood, a thoughtful mood. It is also moving at times, our heart. It is a wonderful occasion. My request to you is, let this festival enter your day. Let it enter your months and years. Understand more about your spiritual master by understanding his personality. Your spiritual master wants to be seen as a servant. He very much wants to be a servant. His wish is to be a servant of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. He is a spiritual master to all of you because he considers this a servant to his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. You should not forget this to understand him. He wants to be a service to his spiritual master. The second point is understand his desires in life. Of course, there are personal desires, which I do not dare to say at this moment. I may not also know. But he has also a missionary desire to spread Krishna consciousness. If you want to be close to him, understand him as a servant of Prabhupada, and also understand him as a tireless preacher of Krishna consciousness. Try to help him in some capacity. Try to absorb some of these qualities, and you will become very close and very dear to him. Hare Krishna. On this wonderful day, I want to say something very sincere to you. Now the microphone is turned. I will tell only to you. Of course, I won't pick up the microphone, but if I have a little Brahminical quality in me, I wish to now say something from my heart which may be helpful to you. I wish to wish you all the best. The first wish which I have is, I wish that Srila Prabhupada is always in your heart. I wish that Krishna guides you, and And I wish that Srimati Radharani ultimately gives you her blessing. The last thing that come out, don't worry. I wish that Dhanvantari gives you good health. Radhanath Maharaj ki jai.
Karunasindho Padamata Narabandho Loke na loke rajivana Loke na loke rajivana Ah, Prabhu kala jaya, jaha male pada jaya. Ah, Prabhu kala jaya, jaha male pada jaya. Ebeya jisho kripu manna. Adwa paralai la charanna. Sila Prabhu Parvati Tapavanna. Jaya Prabhu Para, Jaya Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para, Sila Prabhu Para.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Radha Dati Vasari Saur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravraja Vitaria Asturza Tatishma Jisivayin Grace Rade Saranaranda Sivabhaktivaranda Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Kushan Sivarinda Ki Jai Confounder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Arirastakur Ki Jai Vinkitoho Sivarinda Sivarinda Prabhu Nityananda Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Gangamai Yamunamai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the Assembly Body. All glories to the Assembly Body. All glories to the Assembly Body. All glories to the Sri Guru in Sigananga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are reading this morning in a little hurry, third canto chapter 31 text 37. Please repeat. Tad Shrishta Shrishta Shrishteshu Ho Nu Akandita Dihi Uman Tatshishto Shishto Shishteshu Kona Akandita Dipuman Rishim Narayanam Rite Yoshin Mayeha Mayaya Rishin Narayanam Rite Yoshin Mayeha Mayaya
Tat Shrishta Shrishta Shrishteshu. Translation. Amongst all kinds of living entities begotten by Brahma, namely men, demigods and animals, none but the sage Narayana is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of woman. Prabhupada is Brahma himself, and from him were created sages like Marichi, who in their turn created Kashyapa Muni and others. And Kashyapa Muni and the Manus created different demigods and human beings, etc. But there is no one amongst them who is not attracted by the spell of Maya in the form of woman. Throughout the entire material world, beginning from Brahma down to the small, insignificant creatures like the ant, everyone is attracted by sex life. That is the basic principle of this material world. Lord Brahma's being attracted by his daughter is the vivid example that no one is exempt from sexual attraction to woman. Woman, therefore, is the wonderful creation of Maya to keep the conditioned soul in shackles. To keep us in this material world, the Lord, through his material energy, has made an arrangement so that the conditioned soul can become totally attached. For those conditioned souls in the body of a man, this object of attachment is the woman, and for those who are in the body of women, the object of attachment is either the own material body or also the body of the man. Prabhupada once said, for men, woman means woman, and for women, woman means man. Yes. Switching. By this attachment, the conditioned souls are becoming tightly bound together. In the Bhagavatam, this attachment is compared with a knot, vidaya grantis. And by sense enjoyment, this tight knot in the heart, this knot of false ego, of false identification, becomes tied closer and more intensely together. People who live a life on the bodily platform, where the men allow their attachments to women to just prosper, and vice versa, where the women allow their attachment to men to just become greater and greater and greater, will experience how their heart becomes harder and the illusion becomes bigger. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes to us an interesting road, the road of increasing attachment. If you know about this road and the way this road goes, you can avoid becoming totally bound to the material energy. Jayato Vishayan Pungsa Sangam Seshu Pajayate Sangha Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodo Vijayate Krodat Pavati Samoha Samohat Smriti Viprama Miti Brangshat Mudinasho Udinasha Pranashati. Someone who enters the merciless road of attachment can expect to pass the following stations. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. And from such attachment, lust develops. And from lust, anger arises. From anger, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost, and when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool. As you walk through the material world, or drive on your bicycle through the material world, or in your air-conditioned car, be careful of the road. With the road, I do not mean the tar road, Juhu Beach Road, or Lal Bahadur Shastri Road. I mean that what you see while you drive on that road, that is another road. You see some billboards which might make you attach to a new telephone or a new computer, or you see movie billboards with different bodily features. When you look at them, you can immediately notice how you enter a road if you are not careful. The road of attachment. And from this attachment, you develop actually a disturbing feeling of lust. And most of the, or never, this lust can be satisfied. And therefore, you develop either greed, that is, you become more attached, or you immediately develop anger. Baladev Vidyabhushana said, when lust is not satisfied, it goes like this. When you can do something to satisfy the lust, if you have an opportunity, you develop a more intense form of lust, which is greed. If you don't have the opportunity to satisfy your lust, at that moment you develop anger or frustration. Frustration which bores anger. And then the road goes down more and more and more. You become totally deluded and bewildered, lose your memory and intelligence, and all is lost. You have heard these verses again and again, and I will now give you a modern interpretation of this, which might help you to develop a new angle so that you can see properly. What this verse speaks about is a progression in psychology, which is called thinking, feeling, and willing progression. These are functions of the material mind. You see something and you think about it. It has entered the first gate of your perception and now it occupies your mind. The next step is that you develop an emotion for it, attachment or aversion, and you feel for it. Whatever it is has entered the second gate and is now deeper in your inner sense. The next thing, from that emotion, either attachment or aversion, you develop a will. The willpower comes, and from this an action results. So if you want to stop this dangerous road of degradation, you must learn to think properly. Bhagavatam gives a very interesting verse which I would like to read to you, a verse which can help you to think properly so that you will not be forced to enter this road of degradation, that you perceive something and then you get strong emotions about the thing and then you make a decision. You will hear now a verse from the third canto, chapter 20, 5, text 18, which tells you what you can do when some maya enters through the first gate, that is the thinking gate. You become aware of it and you think about it. Look, our Shyamananda Prabhu has now entered through one gate into the temple. This is, he is a pleasant perception, but throughout our day, the many things will enter through the gate of our eyes into the gate of our thinking. We will think about it, feel about it, then will or decide something in regard to it. So you must, as you go through life, you must learn that the thinking is properly, that you digest the impressions which come through your senses and put them at the right place. In that position, the verse says, jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena chatmana paripashyat yudasinam prakitim cha hatoyasam. In that position of self-realization, when you self-realize, by practice of knowledge and renunciation and devotional service, one sees everything in the right perspective. He becomes indifferent to material existence and the material influence acts less powerful upon him. Let us speak it out in plain Mumbai English. As you see some, as the senses get different perceptions, have your knowledge in tune and have your renunciation in tune. These are the two guards before your senses or next to your senses, which will take place, which will take care that you do not become illusioned by what you see, by what you hear, by what you taste and so on. Look at the sense impressions which enter your life with knowledge and also with a resultant factor of knowledge, that is vairagya. Prabhupada says in the purport, without knowledge one cannot have any realization. The realization that one is the infinitesimal part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit makes him unattached to material conditioned life. That is the beginning of devotional service. To make it more clear, when you see something entering into your senses, know, I am an eternal soul. Think about this every day. When you start your day, think about, I am a servant of Krishna. Then whatever comes in your life will be digested in the proper way, with a sense of yukta vairagya. Vairagya means you're not attached to this, because you know, I'm a servant of Krishna. Things are meant for his service, not for my own sense gratification, which will invariably push me to, the road of degradation. Many of us here are brahmacharis, and those who live in the grihastha ashram are also practicing many of the advices for restraint from sense gratification. It is described that at the beginning, a person who has not yet realization about spiritual life will practice detachment by abhyasa. It means by the constant he constantly has to say, it's a practice, this is maya. That's the first stage of practicing detachment. You always preach to your mind. In this, on this stage, the woman is seen as a danger for the man, and the man, lusty men, are seen as danger for women. In practical terms, this is called the cobra bath. Just like you do not play around with the cobra, but are very aware to make the right movements and not get bitten by it, on the first stage of renunciation, where you are still attached, you have to see the members of the opposite sex as dangerous to your spiritual life if you associate too intimately with them. The second stage, but this is a very poor level of renunciation, and it's a beginner's stage. One has to progress from there, where one sees the women, I'm now talking about men, as mothers, with a kind heart, not with an physically attached way, and also not with aversion. The first stage, where you think women are dangerous for your life, is a stage where you are fully immersed in aversion, and this aversion produces strong feelings, feelings in which you react with a womanly form, and sometimes you can become very attached. So you must elevate yourself to the mother above, where you see women as mothers, as far as physical attachment is concerned, with a neutral mood, and as far as emotions are concerned, as far as your relationship, with a kind, helpful mood, but still like mothers. Also, this mood is not the mood which is your end result when you want to make an attitude towards the other sex. The only good, or let me say, spiritually acceptable end mood for a person who wishes to think properly in this world and not become attached is that you see the members of the opposite sex in the Atma Bhav. That is, you see them as spiritual souls, part and parcels of Krishna. Of course, you keep in mind that you are in the conditioned world, and you keep some rules of polite distance and segregation intact, but you do not become attached to them or averse to them or repulse them, but you see them as part of Krishna, as servants of Krishna. Once there was a man who, this is from Prabhupada's teachings, who said to Prabhupada, "I cannot accept Krishna." "Why?" said Prabhupada. "Because Krishna has many men, women, the gopis, and he is not even self-controlled." Prabhupada asked the man, "How many women do you have?" "Oh, Swamiji, of course, only one." Then Prabhupada looked with him with an eye, with eyes from which the flashes of chastisement were coming. "You are a thief. You have stolen your wife from Krishna. Krishna is the only man, and everyone else in relationship to him is Prakriti, Shakti, energy, to be enjoyed by him only. You are a thief, a woman thief, a criminal, a degraded person, and so on." Yes. The spiritualists see everyone as spiritual souls, part of Krishna, which is called the Atma Bhav. Because of the intense Kala Chakra, we have to be very short, and I want to end this presentation with something very helpful. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about this basic principle of the material world, that is, everyone is attracted to sex life. And he gives the example of Lord Brahma. After Lord Brahma had created, when he was in the process of creation, he became attracted to his daughter. When the daughter saw that her father became attracted to her, in order to protect her father and also protect herself, she changed her physical body into the body of a female horse. What is this called, a female horse? A mare. Now Brahma had already gone too far. The attachment had been too far. You remember, first comes thinking, then comes feeling, you are emotionally stirred up, and then comes willing. He had made a decision already that he wanted to enjoy sex life. And this decision was so strong that he said, no problem, she's now a mare, I can also do that, and changed into a male horse. What is a male horse? Stallion? Stallion, yes. And we do not wish to imagine the scene early in the morning. He just chased her, and there were physical transformations in his body, and so on and so forth. So his sons pleaded with him, my dear Lord, Brahma, what are you doing at the outset of creation? You're producing a universal scandal. What are you doing? You can't run after your daughter with this intention, and so on. But Brahma's memory of what is good and what is bad had left him. He was really, anyways, we don't want to talk in depth about it. We want to be respectful. But it was too late. It was too late. Let us say like this. At this moment, his sons understood something which all of us need to also understand. They understood Brahma is no longer in control of the situation. He's no longer in control of the senses. The only one who's in control of the senses from the beginning, the middle, and the end of existence is one person whom we have to approach now. Who's this person? I mean, it's Hrishikesha. I won't ask. You will all know the answer. Hrishikesha, the Lord of the senses. In this wonderful prayer, Gopinath prayer, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, putting himself into the situation of an ordinary conditioned soul, says, my dear Lord, everything here is your material energy. Gopinath, sakali tomara maya. I have no strength of transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent and free from the control of material nature. Don't we all know this? How sometimes our body and mind gets captured by a wave of attachment and we don't know what to do. We just know our feelings are disturbed, and now if we are not very careful, soon we will do something foolish. This is what to do at that moment. He said, O Gopinath, how shall I make any advancement when my mind has come under the control of the powerful senses and does not abandon its attachment to materialism? Don't we all know this, Gaurangaji? That is, we have knowledge, we have some type of renunciation, it has been developed, but suddenly a powerful wave of material attachment is overcoming us in an embarrassing way. We can keep it in our mind and no one will see it, but we see it, and it is embarrassing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, how will I ever develop Krishna consciousness when my mind is not under my control? I can't tell it what to think. If you are so strong, Mr. Brahmachari, if you are so strong, Mr. Grihastha, as you think, then tell your mind what to think for the next 5 minutes and see how you are doing. 5 minutes, nothing. It is not working. Our mind and our senses are under the control of material energy. What to do? Hare Krishna. Finally, I have captured my audience. After half an hour of sincere endeavor. Because this is very relevant. Listen, please. Gopinath. Hridaye vasya mora mana keshamiya lohani japane guchibe vipada gora. O Gopinath, after sitting down in the core of my heart, please sit here, and subduing my mind, please take me to you. In this way, the horrible dangers of this world will disappear. And then, O Gopinath, Tumi Hrishikesha, Hrishika Damiya, Tarohe Samsariti Gore. O Gopinath, you are Hrishikesh, the Lord of the senses. Seeing me so helpless, please control these senses of mine and deliver me from this dark and perilous worldly existence. Yes. And Bhakti Jiva Goswami says the devotee considers himself like a cow which has come into the possession of the most merciful master. The cow at that time is dependent on the master. So we also, in bhakti, we should cultivate this feeling. My Lord, it is very difficult for me to control the senses. And my mind is pagal. It does not listen to authority at all. The authority of scripture and guru is only a theoretical authority. But my mind thinks anyway what it wants to think. My dear Lord, in this position, I sincerely beg you, please come into the core of my heart and from there exert your influence on my senses and my mind. I'm dependent on you. It doesn't work in another way. The very good prayers, Gopinath prayers, we are here in the abode of Lord Gopinath. When we hear this verse, amongst all kinds of living entities begotten by Brahma, namely men, demigods and animals, none but the sage Narayana is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of woman. When we hear this, when we are Madhuris, we can think about how we are attracted to the other side of the duality, male body. When we see this, we should feel some pinching in our heart. Oof. Ha, so true, so true, so true. And we should know what to do. Prepare our heart a little bit, as far as we can do, by throwing out the dust and the materialistic things, and then ask Lord Gopinath to sit down there. We won't clean it so well. We are very fallen. But we will ask Lord Gopinath anyway to come down and sit in our heart. And this sincere call for Lord Gopinath to sit in our heart is expressed by sincere chanting the Maha Mantra. Prabhupada said, if you chant properly, he said, chanting Hare Krishna means to keep Krishna in the heart. And let him act, and then you can ask him to act. My dear devotees, I feel very bad. These are very deep subjects. They are subjects of personal relevance. But I cannot discuss further on them due to time restrictions. Please excuse us. Thank you very much for attending this class. Please, if you want a practical conclusion from this class, read the Gopinath prayers, especially the part 3. They are very relevant for us. They will help us to give up these material attachments, not on our own strength, but by the superior strength of Lord Gopinath. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gaur Prema.